Funding for WBUR comes from MathWorks, creators of MATLAB and Simulink software, accelerating the pace of engineering and science. Learn more at mathworks.com.
Rediscovered recordings from an unsung era of Boston's music history are being celebrated in a new compilation. WBUR's Andrea Shea spoke to the record store owner who produced the trove of previously unearthed soul songs and legendary rhythm and blues.
Long before streaming service algorithms fed our appetites for new sounds, music lovers relied on passionate radio DJs and record shopkeepers like Skippy White.
There was a saying that if you came into the store and you wanted a record, but you didn't know the name of it, all you had to do was just hum it.
The now 86-year-old ran at least six beloved Boston-area stores. He opened his first on Washington Street in 1961, and it became a mecca. But White lifted the needle on his six-decade brick-and-mortar career in 2020 and moved his massive inventory to a warehouse.
But even that wasn't big enough to hold everything. So when I finally closed the last store and ended that chapter in my history, I had to bring a lot of records home. Billy Preston, remember him?
But there's part of that chapter few people know about. Musician Eli Paperboy Reed unearthed it in the mid-2000s while clearing out the basement at White's shuttered Central Square location.
It was full of water-damaged records, and that was sort of my clue that like there was more to the story about soul music in Boston than I was aware of.
Reed knew White DJed and booked major soul artists like Otis Redding to play Boston in the 60s. What he didn't know was that White also recorded a lot of local musicians he met at his first shop.
And a lot of these groups would come to me, especially when I put out Sammy and the Dellards. They figured, Skippy White's the one to go to. You know, we want to record too. Everyone wants to record.
Now Sammy and the Dellards' doo-wop tune, Sleepwalk, is one of 15 tracks on a new compilation called The Skippy White Story, Boston Soul 1961 to 1967.
I never thought that this would happen, never dreamed about it because I thought that if we're ever going to have a compilation of some of the releases that I had on 45s, that I would have to put it out myself.
With help from other Skippy fans, Reed set out to capture this lost era. He hunted for forgotten 45s and found songs cut at sessions that never became records, including Treason by the Precisions.
You just don't expect to find really high quality material that has sat in the can, or in this case, in a box in a basement for so many years.
Then a revival of re-releases from other vintage soul scenes around the country really lit Reed's fire.
I started noticing the sound of Miami and the sound of Seattle and Madison, Wisconsin soul. And I was like, man, if they could put out records in these kind of far-flung places, to me, I was like, there should be a compilation of soul records and gospel records from Boston.
The 39-year-old's label Yep Rock Records got on board to share the story of Boston's soul, R&B, and gospel with a wider audience. Reed is especially excited about the Creighton Family Singers tune, Master on High.
And Joyce is 11 years old when she sang that song. 11 years old.
Every night before I sleep,
Joyce Creighton Weston, who's 68 now, also wrote the lyrics.
I remember them saying, we're going into the studio.
Her father, Reverend Houston Creighton, and Skippy White were friends. They co-promoted big gospel shows in Boston and included local bands on the bill, including the Creighton Singers.
It's been many years, you know. Both of my parents are gone. I miss them, but their legacy is still here. The Creighton Singers, that's what they formed.
Still, Creighton Weston was surprised to learn about Master on High's resurrection.
Even though it was one of my favorites, I didn't know that it would get that kind of attention.
None of them were hits. There isn't a hit on the whole compilation, but it's great music.
White says some of the songs got radio play beyond Boston, but he never made much money from the musicians' 45s.
That's not what I was there for. I was there to help them expose their talent, and that was it.
Skippy White, his real name is Fred LeBlanc, continues to sell vintage vinyl online, and he keeps his favorite genres alive on two weekend radio shows, The Gospel Train and The Time Tunnel.
Hey gang, get around, Skippy White is back in town. Some like it hot, some like it cold.
For 90.9 WBUR, I'm Andrea Shea.
Keep taking up the dial.